at the Agricultural Retailers Association convention. I'm visiting with Richard Gupton. And Richard, first of all, tell me what you do for ARA.
Yeah, I head up our public policy, and also we have a political action committee that supports members of Congress that are allies of the industry. And so I kind of oversee and manage both of those functions for the organization.
Tell me, what are some of the things real important to your members right now taking place in our nation's capital, and the kinds of things you're doing working on their behalf?
Well, one of the big issues is transportation and rail issues. It's a priority for us. We plan to make it a priority going into the new Congress. Senator Thune is going to be the new chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee. He has legislation to reform the Surface Transportation Board and make it more basically accountable and have a forum that shippers can take their case to. So that's a priority. The surface transportation programs have to be reauthorized, so making sure your movement by trucks and other capacities for product, you have an infrastructure in place. Other priorities will be the pesticide permit fix. We tried to get it done last Congress, as our president CEO spoke about yesterday at our conference. We think the opportunity now with the change in the Senate will allow that to take place. It's got bipartisan, bicameral support. It should have been done in the Farm Bill last year. We hope to get it taken care of this year.
How about one that's been a real big issue for everybody in ag, and not even just in agriculture, this Waters of the U.S. rule and what we've seen with agencies like EPA and how they're defining things today. Just really important issues right now. Do you see any opportunity to see improvements in those areas?
We're hopeful, again, with the new Congress, there's legislation to kind of basically have EPA come back to the drawing board on the Waters of the U.S. proposal. State regulators have weighed in opposition to it. There's confusion about what they propose, and they keep changing. They keep changing what their proposal is, or their interpretation is, that as you're supposed to be commenting on the rule. So we think there can be additional pressures from not only the state agencies, from industries, to bring EPA to the table to kind of start from scratch. The big impact you could have is you'd have agri operations having to get a permit on normal activities that they do today. It could be all shut down, requiring them to get a permit that they may or may not get. And so it's going to have a big impact on the ag sector when you're talking about the broad expansion of navigable waterways throughout the U.S. If you've seen some of the maps, it covers about everywhere. And if you're in the if you just some common sense shows, if somebody's looking at a ditch or other areas, they would not think it's navigable waterways and the intent of Congress when the thing was first put in place.
Yeah, fully agree with that. My home state of Florida, I saw one of those maps, pretty much completely colored in, if you will. When you look at this new Congress coming in, describe how your approach is in terms of timing from now till they're seated and ready to go. What's your action plan as you look ahead here?
Well, what we do, we're going to have reorganize our priorities, our policy priorities. We do that each year with our board and our public policy committee, and we plan to meet with the new members of Congress and the Senate, all the Senate and House members that during our winter board meeting coming up in early February. We try to get in front of Congress in the very beginning of each year and kind of emphasize our priorities, explain who our industry is, because there's a lot of staff turnovers and a lot of new members, as you mentioned, and try to make sure that they're aware of the importance our sector provides to the agricultural industry and some key policy issues that they're going to be trying to address, or hopefully address on behalf of our organization and industry early in the next Congress. And we think there's opportunities next year in 2015 to get some stuff done. As you get into the 2016 election year, from the presidential election year, it'll make it more challenging to get that done. So we think there's a very narrow time frame next year. We're going to have our board and members in town to kind of help move and make some stuff happen.
One other one I wanted to ask about is how involved have you been, or are you with like the RFS, which is how do I describe the way it's been postponed, actually doing something at this point?
We submitted a letter with the National Corn Growers Association and several other commodity and farm groups to the EPA, raising serious concerns about their RFS proposal. We were very pleased that they withdrew their proposal and have kind of postponed a decision until 2015, because how they have it structured, or had it structured, it was going to have a, we think, a negative impact on the agriculture sector, and obviously we've got a lot of members that service those growers, and that's a big part of important part of our industry. So we're pleased the EPA has kind of taken a pause, and we're hopeful they'll make the right decision because, again, it's an important part of the ag sector economy too. So.
You mentioned the PAC, Era PAC. Last night we had not only an entertaining but hopefully a fruitful auction. Describe how that went. I mean, I know it was a lot of fun, but how did we do good?
Yeah, I think so. I think we try to put together an event where our members have a good time. We also try to raise money for our political action committee, and I think we were successful in that. And we certainly appreciate the support of our members. All those dollars are personal dollars that are raised. Good again to help senators and congressmen running for Congress that are friends of the industry, so we can hopefully make some positive, proactive movement on policy issues that will benefit our industries, and have friends that will help block things that are going to have a negative impact on our industry.
Well, it was an enjoyable event. Glad I was able to participate. I got some great photos, by the way, including you, so look for that in the album. Anyway, I am happy to be visiting here with Richard Gupton. He is Senior Vice President, Public Policy and Counsel for the Agricultural Retailers Association. And from New Orleans, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.